The Business News Hour is supported by the Certified Public Accountants at Shaw & Desmond, looking beyond the numbers for you and your business. ShawAndDesmond.com and Insight Advertising, connecting businesses with consumers at InsightCubed.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. We've got a little change in plans for the Business News Hour today because this topic, I think, is so vitally important for all of you to listen to because this has to do with you, your parents, your grandparents, your aunts, your uncles, individuals all across the state of Iowa. With us in studio is a longtime friend. We have known each other for decades rather than years. Her name is Di Findley, and she created something 25 years ago called the Iowa Caregivers Association. And we're going to talk about that, not only the past and the history, but also a little bit of the future. Di, welcome to the Business News Hour. Good to see you again.
Thank you, Michael. Good to be here.
So, what in the world were you thinking 25 years ago when you started this? Let's talk about the history. Where did all this come from?
All right. Yeah, 1992. Having worked as a nurse aide for about 13 years, I think knowing firsthand that there was some kind of a need for a support group or, you know, some kind of a mechanism that would support those on the front lines of care. I'd had this as kind of a dream for a number of years. It was on the back burner. I went to school late in life. And then I worked for the Alzheimer's Association as a program manager for about 4 years. And while I was there, I kind of put together a business plan and started talking to people about starting an organization that would just focus on serving the needs of those people on the front lines, nurse aides and home care aides.
And when we talk about nurse aides and home care aides, as you know, I have some experience in that work as the past president and CEO of Friendship Haven for a number of years. That job of caregiving is monumental. What was the direction 25 years ago? What was it that you wanted to accomplish for caregivers back then?
Well, that's a really good question. I think at the time, again, we were thinking more just a support group. And in fact, that's the first thing we did. Yeah. We developed a support group with a friend of mine in Northwest Iowa who worked at a nursing home and community college and had connections in that area. And we still stay in touch with those people yet today. But beyond that, I guess my thinking wasn't very broad. So if anything has changed from then to now, it's how much we've learned, you know, since that time and just how impactful this workforce is to all of us.
Well, I can, with great clarity, remember when you started the Iowa Caregivers Association, and it was that support group. I mean, and having an identity as a support group is much vastly different than where it's going today. And why a support group for caregivers? Why was that? How did that come about? And why do caregivers need a support group or needed a support group?
Well, they're kind of, I think historically they've been a rather invisible part of the workforce. And as you said, what they do is really monumental and so impactful. But their jobs are, they're physically, emotionally, mentally demanding.
Yes.
They typically are women, low income.
That's right.
Women, many of them don't have health care coverage. You know, themselves are providing health care, but they don't have health care coverage for themselves and their families. Many of them leave the field. You know, there's a high turnover. So all of those issues are just.
And I can understand, you know, if you are, and ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with Di Findley. She's with the Iowa Caregivers Association. We're talking about frontline staff in nursing homes or in home health care agencies or, and not just necessarily in the elder care area, but also individuals with brain injuries go to special facilities, individuals with sighting problems, mental health professional. I mean, the list goes on and on and on and on and on about all of these people that are giving direct care. And when we talk about direct care, that's very personal care at the same time, isn't it?
Yeah, they provide about 80% of the direct hands-on care for Iowans of all ages and all abilities. And I think you're right. people, when they think about long-term care or nurse aides, for example, or certified nursing assistants, their thinking automatically takes them to nursing home. But, you know, AARP did a survey several years ago, and, I mean, it should be no surprise. Most people want to stay in their own homes for as long as possible. And that's not possible if we don't have a good, stable health and long-term care workforce. But you're right. They serve children with special needs and other individuals with disabilities of all ages. And, even though we're still very heavy nursing home in the state of Iowa, most people still want to remain in their own homes. And that demand for home and community-based services is kind of elevating the demand for this sector of the workforce, too. Yeah,
absolutely. Di Findley, ladies and gentlemen, Iowa Caregivers Association. You know, not only through being a long-term health care administrator and overseer of a very large they're called CRCs, continuing care retirement communities. I also served as a nursing assistant.
Oh, I remember that.
Yeah, when I was in high school, things are so different today. But I worked the 3 to 11 shift at Hickory Haven Nursing Home, and that's what I did. And so when you talk about direct caregiving, these things include all kinds of things. Like what? What does a direct caregiver do?
The types of activities.
Yes.
Well, they often refer to as activities of daily living. So bathing, assisting people with, in the home care setting, they may be helping set up, medications. In disability communities, they may be helping with transportation, helping them with vocational, job placement kinds of things, those types of supports so that they can remain independent for as long as possible. But bathing, assisting with meals, meal preparation, eating, toileting, all
making
those.
Beds, and on and on and on. Yep. Ambulatory issues, helping people.
Therapy.
It is a stunning body of work that these people do, ladies and gentlemen. I mean, they are the ones that are servicing in so many places, not only the elderly, but also other individuals who need direct care. And it is a tasking job. It really and truly is. And oftentimes, as you said, Diana, low pay. And we're going to talk a little bit about that as well to find out exactly where the Iowa Caregivers Association is today. We've talked about the history, set it up. And when we come back, we're going to spend some time talking about what needs to happen with caregiving in Iowa and also with the legislature and with Medicare and Medicaid reimbursement levels. All of those things have a direct impact on the quality of care of individuals who are unable oftentimes to care for themselves. Our guest is Di Findley from the Iowa Caregivers Association. We'll be back with more right after this.